This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Samson strike, what JY? Lee's apology gets right. The lesson Samson's chairman just taught every leader. What happened? Samsung Electronics faces its first ever general strike in 3 days, with workers and management meeting again to close a gap in bonus negotiations now centred around a 40 to 45 trillion won range. Chairman JY Lee stepped into the crisis personally, delivering a direct apology to employees. The two sides returned to mediated talks with the clock running and the stakes high. The communication angle. Here is the lesson. When a crisis reaches the point of no return, the only move left is to put your highest credibility voice in the room. JY Lee's personal apology is not a soft gesture. It is a strategic deployment of authority. Most leaders wait too long to do this, and by the time they show up, nobody believes the apology is genuine. Lee showed up before the strike, not after. That timing is everything. There is a rule I have seen violated in boardrooms across every industry: leaders confuse delegation with leadership. They send HR. They send a VP. They send a statement through a spokesperson. Every proxy you insert between yourself and a serious grievance costs you credibility. The message employees receive is not "we are handling this." The message they receive is "you are not worth my time." A general strike does not happen because of money alone. It happens because people feel invisible. The chairman walking in personally reverses that signal in a way no press release ever could. Now look at the negotiation structure itself. Both sides narrowing to 40 to 45 trillion won range tells you something important. The real distance was never as large as the conflict suggested. This almost always happens in labour disputes. The numbers were close for a while. What kept people apart was not math. It was positioning. Both sides needed to feel heard before they could move. The apology created the psychological permission for management to close the gap without looking weak, and for labour to accept without looking like they folded. This is the part most professionals miss. Before you can solve a problem, you have to dissolve the pride standing in front of it. An apology from the top does exactly that. It resets the emotional temperature so that practical problem solving can actually begin. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes apologies gives you a framework for delivering accountability in a way that actually rebuilds trust rather than performing regret for an audience. There's a critical difference between apologizing to make yourself look humble and apologizing to give the other person something real to hold on to. Lee's move at Samsung looks like it landed on the right side of that line. Most leaders never figure out which side they're on until it is too late. The takeaway. Before your next difficult negotiation or tense team conversation, identify the one person in the room whose silence is keeping everyone stuck. That is almost never the loudest voice. It is usually someone who feels overlooked or disrespected. Address that person directly and specifically before you talk numbers, demands, or solutions. You will cut your resolution time in half. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.